This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex today. We will be hearing from Alex coming up in the next segment and more. But the agitation left is in full-time war mode to divide America and destroy America. And I didn't even notice this yesterday, but I had the Austin American statesman, the Austin anti-American statesman, if more accurately said. But this is from Friday, but just look at what they put here for you on the front fold. Is it me? Is it? Or is it a racist thing? So hitting you with racist. Again, racism in the live music capital of the world. Four performers talk about what it's like to be a black musician in Austin. So, just pounding you with the racism. Then it's two Longhorns test positive for coronavirus. Oh, now they're hitting you with the COVID, too. Oh, second wave of virus feared. Coronavirus pandemic. Another one. Confederate memorials under fire once again. So just, I guarantee you, every leftist liberal publication is doing this to their local cities every damn day. And all of the issues that the left claims to have in America are all fundamentally results and symptoms of the leftist ideology and the leftist policy. But they say Black Lives Matter. Do Black Lives really matter to a liberal? Do black lives really matter to a Democrat? Well, one black man wanted to find out, so he went to a hospital where a bunch of virtue signaling hospital workers were taking a knee outside for Black Lives Matter. He went to find out if they actually cared about black lives. Here's how it went.
Lives matter or just some black lives? The black lives killed by black men matter, right? Yes? The black babies killed in the abortion clinics matter, right? Thought so. The black officers killed by that bastard in Minnesota, that matters too, right? Okay. But the black babies that are killed in the abortion clinics don't matter, do they? Medical people. Do their lives matter? Does the future of our black babies matter? Huh? What's up? Awful quiet now, aren't they? Uh-huh. It's okay if we kill them in the womb, right? But you have a problem when you don't seem to really have a problem when we kill them on the streets. Yes, well, we know they're the same issue. If we don't respect the lives of our unborn children enough to save them and fight for them, our lives mean nothing once we're born.
Folks, if you're new to InfoWars or you're new to politics and you see a lot of this stuff and it's just not really making sense to you, why is the left like this? Why do they say these things? Why do they do these things? Who are these people? What is motivating them? What is driving them? What you're witnessing is years of propaganda in the universities, in mainstream media, news, entertainment, sports, Hollywood, the Democrat Party lies, and now the censorship and rewriting of history by Google and other big tech industry. And so, yeah, you got a bunch of morons out there taking a knee when they see a black guy coming up, asking them if black lives matter, because that's how they've been taught, that's how they've been programmed and conditioned. And they really believe it. They really think that if you're black in America, it's just so bad for you. And you're really a victim of racism and oppression. But you know what? There's a really dark, deep truth to that that they won't tell you. And maybe I'll say it today. But I'm white, so I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about these things. Old Whitey. How come they haven't canceled the Cracker Barrel yet, by the way? Aunt Jemima, she's gone. See ya, Aunt Jemima. No more syrup for you. Is Cracker Barrel next? Or let's rename it the Honky Barrel, maybe.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around from tree to the ground. You shudder from the sound.
And we need to do much more within the criminal justice system, but also within all of our systems, to dismantle the structures of racism that our federal, state, and local governments carefully erected and maintained over centuries. We know a little bit about this in Virginia. The first African Americans into the English colonies came to Point Comfort, Virginia in 1619. They were slaves. They'd been captured against their will. But they landed in colonies that didn't have slavery. There were no laws about slavery in the colonies at that time. The United States didn't inherit slavery from anybody. We created it. It got created by the Virginia General Assembly and the legislatures of other states. It got created by the court systems in colonial America and since that enforced fugitive slave laws.
Why would Senator Tim Kaine tell a lie so big, so massive, so over-the-top ridiculous? I'll explain why in a moment. But first, it's critical to understand that the United States did inherit slavery, and it was England and then the United States later that led the world in eradicating it in almost every part of the planet except the Middle East and Africa. Slavery is as old as recorded history. It's documented going back over 10,000 years and took place in every culture. It is in the Bible. It is in the Quran. It is in the Roman and Greek histories. It is in the Chinese histories. It is a evil institution. And we're going back into a form of globalist slavery today. And a new class system where the establishment has total surveillance grids over we the people, has access to medical care and information that we don't have access to. This is a new form of slavery. But to say that the West is guilty of the original sin of slavery and that we created it or progenerated it is an assault on the idea of the West itself and the Renaissance that actually began the process of empowering humanity and ending slavery. So it's direct assault on the Western open free society that the globalist model, that is a true modern form of high-tech slavery, is directly at loggerheads with. And so that's why Tim Kaine, the globalist, the Jesuit operative, and his Antifa son, who's been arrested, and all the rest of them, continue to lie like this, because they are assaulting reality on purpose. They're training you that they tell you lies, that there aren't two genders, that there are no borders, no walls, that America's evil, that our police are the worst on the planet, while they themselves, the United Nations, carry out the most brutal mass murders and exterminations and enslavement the planet's ever seen. I mean, literally, it is on record that Apple runs the worst slave factories on the planet, and that 3 million Uyghurs in China work in a variety of slave industries, including building components for Apple iPhones and other Apple devices. But again, None of that matters because he's Tim Kaine and his son's in Antifa. And he's going to tell you that the United States and the colonies before it invented slavery. When for 150 years before there were any slaves in North America, there were slaves in the Caribbean under the Spanish and the Portuguese. That's why a lot of Africans got brought to the Caribbean. That's why there's Africans all over the Caribbean. That's why in Brazil there's so many black people, because they were brought there by the Portuguese 400 plus years ago and the Spanish. Again, slavery didn't even get cranking here until about 300 years ago, and it only operated for about 150 years. But facts don't supposedly matter to these people. They just tell whatever outrageous lies they want. These are despicable, degenerate pieces of trash. But of course, he made a great running mate with Hillary, didn't he? Because they love to scientifically condition us to accept their lying scams, their total giant frauds. And their ignorant followers actually hear this and will now pick it up as a talking point, even though most of them know it's not true, because they have converted their followers into willing accomplices in their criminal takeover. And that's why they're an un-American party that is hell-bent with foreign collaborator operations and quislings to overthrow this country. And that's why we have to completely break with these individuals and not give them, you know, any succor, any support. You have to challenge them and get in their face and denounce them as the anti-American, anti-freedom, abortion, eugenics, globalist-loving trash they are.
It really is incredible to think Tim Kaine would have been the vice president of the United States, an evil man, a wicked man, who has such a snake tongue. He tells lies with no hesitation at all. None. In fact, the first slaves brought to what we know as modern-day America were actually Irish. The African slaves that Tim Kaine is talking about were brought over here by Africans. And even more ironic enough, if you believe this, I mean, you don't have to believe it, it's the truth. The old kente cloth scarf that they wore was actually a slave trade Ghanese tribe that originated that. That was their marking. And they used to go, this tribe that wore the kente cloth, it was theirs, that was their mark. They used to go around Africa, conquering land, taking the people, and then selling them into slavery. Literally, that's where that scarf comes from. And then the Democrats put it on and claim they're anti-slavery when Tim Kaine, who would have been the vice president under Hillary Clinton, tells you that the United States created slavery. A massive whopper of a lie you couldn't believe if you saw it in a movie or read it in a sci-fi novel or anything. But that's what the Democrats do now, is they go to the full extreme. Hey, we're going to virtue signal wearing a kente cloth that was actually the symbolic cloth of the number one slave trade in West Africa group. Don't worry, our constituents are stupid. They'll never know. Tim Kaine says we created slavery. He knows that's not true, but he knows his constituents are dumber than a box of rocks. And they know they can go out and create race crime and violence against white people, which is what they're doing now. And by the way, I mean, I played about six clips yesterday of all the anti-white hate crime that's going on in this country. There's another one today that we have of a guy at the mall. You know, I hate to be the one that has to say this, but I don't think anybody else will. So maybe I should be the one that says it. Jay-Z and rap gangbanging culture, brought to you by Democrats bringing in crack to your inner cities, brought to you by, yeah, you want to talk about a agenda to get black people, it's in the rap industry. That's why you don't have Louis Armstrong and Nat King Cole or Aretha Franklin or any of those great musicians that wore classy dresses and suits and ties. No, now you get Jay-Z and the gangbanging culture is black culture. That was done by the CIA. Call it a deep state program. Yeah, the Democrats were behind it. Lyndon Baines Johnson. Probably Joe Biden, too. He's been around long enough to be a part of all this. And so, play that B-roll again. Here's a guy at a mall who decides he's just going to beat up a white man senselessly. And he's got, of course, his drawers below his butthole because that means he's gay. He doesn't realize that. That was programmed into him by the rap industry, which he obviously listens to. And so he thinks that behaving like a thug is now his culture because that's what Jay-Z taught him. So he doesn't even realize that he's actually asking you to have gay sex with him in the butt. I'm not trying to be funny here, folks. That's what this is. It was well known in prison. You wore your pants below your butt. That means, hey, I'm open for business. But then they brought it into the rap industry and they made it black culture as a big joke for black people, because that's what the Democrats are doing to you. But folks, do you want to know the truth? Because by the way, the guy says, oh, he called me the N-word, so I can just beat him up. So that'll be the new excuse black people are using to create hate crimes against white people. But here's the truth, folks. It was Jay-Z and it was the rap industry with MTV and all the other people involved that made black people, young black men, not want to be men and godly men and strong men and leaders, but made them want to be N-words. That's what it is. That was an insult, and now it's a joke, and black men are calling each other that word. It's a big...
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
We're going to be hearing from Alex again here coming up in this hour. In the second hour, I'm going to lay out an expose, if you will, on wartime conservatism and what that means and how we go about it. A video from me yesterday at a local precinct meeting. And this is catching on like wildfire today. I mean, I didn't even talk to any of these people. I don't talk to Buttsex, the former CIA guy on Fox News. By the way, I like Buck Sexton. That's just a whole joke the CIA guys do with all these goofy names like Buck Sextons and Dr. Anal Sex. It's a big joke. But they know the general public wouldn't even believe it, so they just go ahead and do it right in front of your face. But he's talking about it. Josh Hawley gave a powerful speech on the floor today all about it. Again, I don't talk to the Missouri senator. I didn't talk to them before I gave my speech last night. I didn't, you know, so it's like Republicans and conservatives are starting to get it. Now, the problem is within the Republican Party, there's a bunch of stopgap, just old heads that just don't get it yet. But they're in the minority. Now, I'll get into all of that coming up in the second hour. Alex Jones coming up. I got some news I want to get to now as well. But first, folks, we're still on air thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. It's really just amazing if you think about it. Because I see all of this stuff happening in America and this great awakening that's happening, this renaissance that the New World Order is trying to stop because it's a death blow for them. And to think that we were the first test for the total internet ban and censorship, and yet here we are still surviving it, that is such a victory. That is just us being on air every day is a victory. Even if I come on air and fumble and bumble around like an idiot, it's still a victory that we're still here, we're still broadcasting, and that they didn't win, they didn't shut us down. Now, they're still trying, they're still throwing the knives, they're still shooting the arrows and everything. But thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we're still live on air. And believe me, that is a miracle, just like this country is. So, total free speech platform funded by you at InfoWarsStore.com. We got specials continuing. The top-selling supplement at InfoWarsStore is BrainForce Plus. It's on sale 60% off right now. So is the Real Red Pill and the Real Red Pill Plus. Just look into all the benefits of the ingredients of the Real Red Pill and the Real Red Pill Plus. Turbo Force, the great energy booster at InfoWarsStore.com, is on sale. Super Male Vitality is on sale. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. The t-shirts, the hats, the air filters, the water filters, the great supplements. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And you know what? I want a printout of the Baby Lives Matter on my desk because I said to myself, I want to plug that all day. That's going to sell like hotcakes. So somebody just print that out for me to remember so that I remember to plug that all day for the rest of the day. Baby Lives Matter. Baby Lives Matter. We've got the t-shirt and we've got the baby onesie. So take advantage of this. And by the way, they just shut down. I'm going to get into this now. They shut down. You're not even allowed to do joke shirts like this. There was a bar that was doing a shirt that said Drunk Wives Matter. It's funny. People bought it. It's called capitalism. Oh, the left-wing outrage mob came and shut that down. You can't have a Drunk Wives Matter shirt. That's insensitive to Black Lives Matter, which is really just the Democrat Party. Think about that. The Democrat Party puts out all these front groups as like a wall politically around them. It's like they're protected by all this front group BS like Black Lives Matter or Occupy Wall Street or March for Our Lives or whatever the hell else it is. It's all just walls stopping you from getting to the heart of the crime, which is the Democrat Party. But I digress. InfoWarsStore.com, Baby Lives Matter. Put that on your baby today. I would say, hey, tweet it at me. I'll retweet you, but I'm banned. But you should still do that. Okay. So here's the censorship we're enduring. Now, if you recall yesterday, I covered the study that came out that basically shows what we already know. Social media marketing is now basically the market economy. If you want to be marketing and advertising, social media is now the way to go. Billboards and print and radio and TV is going the way of the dodo bird. Everything's going digital. Everything's going to social media. And so they did a study with a paper that they released, and it got one got the social media marketing, the other didn't, and it was like 10 times the response. And that was just on Twitter. But think about Facebook, YouTube, everything. So, and I'll be honest, folks, it does bother me. It makes me feel good that InfoWars is the tip of the spear, and that's why we get the most bans. But it also bothers me. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, you know what? I got a bit of an ego. I'm selfish. I have these tendencies. I'm on camera all day. This show right now should be on YouTube with 100,000 live audience right now. We don't get that access. All the research, all the effort, all the great crew, everything you've done, all of it, all of us together, we should be number one. And we would be. We would be number one today. We would be number one tomorrow. We would be number one yesterday. We don't get that access because we love America. We love God. We're real. So it does bother me. Yeah, I'll be honest. That pisses me off. But I also know that's the biggest victory of all, being the number one enemy in media of the anti-American New World Order. But here you go. So now NBC is working with a bunch of leftist cults in censorship that all have ties to Black Lives Matter or foreign funding. Literally, it's been traced back. And so this NBC reporter says, thanks to the SF fake news and CCD hate for their hard work and collaboration in getting Zero Hedge and the Federalists blocked by AdSense and Google Ads. That should be a lawsuit. That will cost them a lot of money. I don't know their numbers. I know it cost us millions when they did it. Most people couldn't survive that. We did it thanks to you. But actually, the reporter from NBC who put this out deleted her original tweet, which also had the hashtag Black Lives Matter. And again, you can go follow the digital footprint, breadcrumbs of these people. It's all Black Lives Matter, Democrat-funded, foreign-funded grouping. Censoring your free speech. Censoring the free speech of Americans. InfoWars.com headline. NBC News reporter thanks foreign groups for collaboration in pushing Google to defund the Federalists and Zero Hedge. National File, digital hate watchdog that got Zero Hedge banned from AdSense releases website blacklist. They're coming for you next, folks. And again, it's all the same people that fund the Democrat Party and all these other groups with Soros and the rest of them. InfoWars.com headline. Petition launched to uncover the Winston Churchill statue. You know, this image is the left in a nutshell. If they don't like something, they just cover it up and pretend it's not there. And then they just tell you you're racist or a bigot if you think that it shouldn't be covered. But what are they really trying to cover up, folks? Bill Gates' involvement with coronavirus and the vaccines. They claim, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Don't talk about that. We'll censor you. Don't talk about Warren Buffett's brick company. But there's a twist to that. It wasn't his, but the bricks were real.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
The Spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
Folks, we have a golden opportunity right now in America, and I'm going to explain this coming up in the next hour, but we don't really get this feedback since the censorship against us, but the soil is ripe for patriotism,
for red pilling, for America First, for InfoWars, whatever you want to say. The soil is ripe. And I really am excited to talk about this in the second hour and then get your response to this. But I'm telling you, folks, what used to be considered fringe or conspiracy or far right wingers or whatever you want to call it is now mainstream conservative politics. We just haven't realized it yet because no leaders have really pushed the gas on this. Even Trump has kind of let off the gas on this a little bit. But the engine is full and primed, and the track is hot. But I'll get into that coming up in the next hour. I want to finish because I was cut short a little bit by the break. Tying this back into the censorship. So they don't want you talking about Bill Gates. They don't want the hashtag expose Bill Gates. And they got all the things saying, oh, Bill Gates isn't involved with coronavirus. Oh, Bill Gates isn't involved with the shutdown. Oh, Bill Gates isn't involved with vaccines or microchipping. And you're sitting here like, wait a second, I know he's involved with all of that. Yes, but see, Bill Gates owns all of this media. And so they cover for him. And it shouldn't matter, though, whether you think Bill Gates is bad or not. You have the right to free speech. And you have the right to talk about what Bill Gates is up to without being censored or deplatformed or demonetized or shut down or slandered or libeled. But they don't let you do that. But see, here's what they really do. Because this is the real Schadenfreude right here. But when they run an operation like this, you know you're onto something big. I can give you a couple examples, but I think the audience that's been around will know. But here's the latest. How Warren Buffett's brick company got caught up in a conspiracy theory about U.S. protests. Well, that's not really accurate. So what's the story? Well, if you remember, during these the first wave of the George Floyd riots, in about five or six cities, you had pallets of bricks just placed in the middle of the riot areas magically, right? How'd they get there? Who'd they come from? Well, nobody really seems to know. I guess we don't get an investigation. We don't get to use the surveillance grid for that. But they were there, and they were used to as part of the riots. So Warren Buffett has a brick company that he's invested in. And a picture goes around of a pallet of Warren Buffett bricks with a logo. And then maybe some people talk about that. I mean, I'm entrenched and ingrained in the media as much as anybody else. And I never even saw this. So this really shows you that they probably false flagged this entire thing. Somebody put this up of the Warren Buffett brick company and then made some false claim like these are the bricks used so that they could come and run this end around. Pretending like the whole conspiracy that there were bricks laid out for the rioters during the Floyd riots, during the Democrat riots. Oh, that was just a conspiracy. See, we traced it back. They were just trying to blame Warren Buffett and say that this would, these bricks weren't even there. In fact, the cops even investigated these bricks and it was part of a housing site. Of course, that's not even the story. Nobody was talking about those bricks. Nobody ever saw those bricks. Those bricks were never on the streets. But you see, oh, somebody did place the bricks on the streets, and it obviously goes up way, way high, so they had to run an operation, a false flag, making you think, oh, this was the bricks they were talking about. Oh, they were blaming Warren Buffett? Even though none of that ever happened, it was all their own head fake. It was all their own play action. This is what they do. This is what they've done on other such things. Pizzagate is one example. I'll stop right there. So I'm just telling you, folks, the levels of deception that we're dealing with right now are unparalleled. Unparalleled. And so it's pretty extreme. See, now, that's the real stuff right there. But you see, then they roll these other things like, oh, well, the government put these out for barricades. Oh, these were put out here for projects. But of course, those were never the subject of the discussion of the bricks that were placed out during these riots. It's all a big head fake, folks. It's all a big, oh, see, plant your own evidence, plant your own fake evidence, and then run your own investigation of the fake evidence, and then claim you've discovered the whole truth, even though the whole thing was staged. This is what they do. And I understand why it's so hard for people to believe this, but I think because of the fake Russian collusion and the fake Ukrainian quid pro quo and the fake Jussie Smollett hate crime and the Stormy Daniels and everything else and the fake pandemic and everything, people are starting to get it more than ever. And so when they're going to bring back now, and they will, they're getting ready for the second wave of coronavirus, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready. Some of the headlines. By the way, most of this being pushed by Drudge. I'm pretty sure almost all conservatives and Trump supporters who once mainlined Drudge had that as their landing page. I'm pretty sure everyone's abandoned Drudge. So I don't know what happened to Matt Drudge or what happened to the Drudge Report, but it's definitely not what it once was. And everybody seems to notice that. But so most of this propaganda is actually coming from Drudge. Like the red headline, I wouldn't go to a Trump rally, Dr. Fauci. Health workers feel the toll of the virus fight. Oh, and it's all about how tough it is for the health workers out of the AP. How about the police officers that are getting murdered? How about the old people that got murdered by Democratic governors? We'll get more into that. Rush to disinfect offices has some environmental health experts worried. I can't remember when I was talking about this, if it was the Alex Jones Show or the War Room that I normally host, 3 to 6 p.m. at band.video. All the spraying, all the chemicals, all these things are so bad for our environment. They're so bad for you in general. Yeah, they kill viruses. Guess what? They're killing you too. But see, we don't think about that. It's all about, oh, we've been put into a panic and fear by the media, so we've got to do something. Hyper-sanitize everything. Make our environment totally foreign, poisonous chemicals. And also give up our freedom and privacy. Well, it's not going too well. 71% of Americans reject privacy-killing contact tracing apps. They're already out there, folks. You're already being contact traced. You just don't know it yet. But it's the same thing. Oh, we've got a global pandemic. We care about you. We love you. We're going to spy on you in real time for your safety. Oh, we love you. We love you so much, you little American ears. We're going to spray you with a bunch of poisonous chemicals to keep you clean during a virus. Yes. Oh. Mm. Did I mention we're going to run fake studies about hydroxychloroquine? Because we know that actually works as a preventative, but we don't want you to be healthy because we're sick psychopathic freaks. And Bill Gates is going to give us a lot of money. He's going to make billions off of this vaccine and the contact tracing. He said he'd share it with me. Oh, wait. I had a grandma in a nursing home that they sent COVID into, and now she's dead. But you know what? I don't care that the Democrats murdered my grandma, because it's worth it to kill America. Because America's racist and bad and bigoted and not a good country at all, even though everybody and their mom wants to try to come here because it's the best country in the history of the world. I think it's okay. So I'm okay with the Democrats killing my grandma in the nursing home to end America. I think that's good. And we should censor anybody that disagrees.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5.
I am just as frustrated with President Trump as most of you. But I understand that he is trying to restore the Republic and turn our economy back on and secure our borders. He has legitimately fought very, very hard and gotten hundreds of critical things done. Yes, he's failed massively when it comes to reining in big tech, censorship, surveillance, abuse, and bullying of the American people. And he's failed to deliver on exposing vaccines as he promised to do. And the list goes on and on. Regardless, with less than 140 days left of the election, the deep state is moving against the president. That means against we, the people. So my question to the audience and everyone else is, what should we do to support the president and to kick him into high gear, get him outside of his bubble to take action? And what should those bold actions be? Owen Schroyer is hosting the broadcast today, and I think it's a question he should pose to the audience and take phone calls and ask that question. But I know this. It's up to we the people to start taking action as well. So again, instead of getting mad at President Trump, let's look in the mirror and ask, how are we going to give him a good kick in the butt? And how are we going to give ourselves a good kick in the ass to take action? All I know is our country is completely overrun by globalists and globalist sympathizers who cannot wait to put this country into a permanent massive depression and then use the economic degradation for social control over us all. What they can do now with big tech surveillance and manipulation to monitor us and force compliance is something the planet's never seen before. Now, here's some good news and some bad news on that front. Story up on InfoWars.com by Steve Watson. 71% of Americans reject privacy-killing contact tracing apps. European citizens also say no to government monitoring. In fact, Europe has similar numbers. Almost three-quarters of Americans say they will not submit their privacy to contact tracing apps. The European Union also rejecting the notion outright because they do not trust government to keep their information safe and refrain from misusing it. A major study reveals that the vast majority of Americans are against contact tracing apps, with 71% saying they will not download them and 75% believing their digital privacy is at risk from the technology. But here's the problem. 4 months ago, Apple and Google merged their database and their tracking system on their operating systems and are coordinating with Communist China, the EU, the UN, and others to track where you are in live time, regardless that's been given to, quote, law enforcement. So this is the police state that I vehemently oppose. And that's another example, a window into understanding what a real police state is versus, quote, abolishing the police. A police state is where you're surveilled and where you're controlled and where if you don't comply with the system, you get arrested, you get imprisoned. That's the old sense of it. And where there's basically a police officer and a spy and a snitch on every corner, and your neighbors and your children are ratting you out for cash payments. That's what the Democrats have been erecting in their blue cities, their blue states, the Republicans to a certain extent. But under the COVID hoax, we have seen a real rejection by Republicans in a populist movement across party lines saying no to the surveillance, no to the mask, no to the contact tracing. You've seen Democrats embrace it as a tool of power and control. And you've seen the Democrats openly say, oh, we can have 100,000 people out in New York for Black Lives Matter, you know, UN globalist party takeover. But if Trump wants to have a rally, it's evil, it's a white supremacist event, and it's going to spread COVID. So there's a direct war on logic. And all this is a way to lock down their political enemies while they themselves operate. And so that's why the I am just, but it doesn't dictate what we do. Well, imagine as the nation states of Brazil, the UK, and the United States try to pull out of this whole world government compact, we're being told, no, we can't. And at meetings at Davos the last 3 years, Xi Jinping and others have been in the news saying, working with the EU, China, and the corporate bureaucracy, we're going to, quote, defeat America. We're going to defeat the Brexit. We're going to defeat Bolsonaro. We're going to defeat your worldwide movement of liberty, and that China will be the model. This is what the globalists and the controllers and the elites and the academics all talk about. This is what's in the CFR publications. This is just the reality of, like, sitting down at a restaurant, they bring you a menu. This is what's going on. And until the general public understands this worldview and understands how existential this threat is to all of us, we don't have a hope. But getting back briefly, the police state. The police state is a authoritarian, unconstitutional, oppressive mode of authoritarian governance. That's what the New World Order, the Democrats, the blue states are. The Republicans have their problems and have embraced a lot of tyranny as well. But now they're realizing what's happening and pulling away. And now here's the heart of it. I saw police being trained 25, 26, 27 years ago to be like the feds were at Waco and just come in and slaughter Americans and confiscate guns and burn up men, women, and children. And so I was against that because the feds getting their curriculum from the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center were literally in their training local police departments and the threat fusion centers and the joint terrorism task forces to wage war on America. You've seen the training manuals, the MIAC reports, all of it, that gun owners are terrorists, that if somebody says get people out of the UN and has a bumper sticker, go ahead and arrest them. I mean, you're talking about Soviet Union type stuff. But The American people spoke out. We saw local newscasts where they'd have armored vehicles and the police would say, we need this to take on constitutional terrorists. And that woke up the American people. And the American people went and talked to their local police departments. They went and talked to their sheriff's departments. And now the majority of police in America, we now know, were quietly rejecting this propaganda and rejecting this brainwashing right as we were warning about it. But they really didn't wake up to it because we warned them. That was only part of it, a small part of it, quite frankly. We now know behind the scenes the police were actually really waking up doing their own research because they saw the attempt to take them over. So now, as I've said the last 10 years, the police have become one of our biggest allies in understanding this because they see the attempted overthrow of legitimate U.S. government from the federal right down to the state level, but particularly at the county sheriff. And so as I saw them becoming really a bulwark that they needed to be against the tyranny, the globalists figured that out. And now, instead of just trying to take them over from within, they're trying to basically bankrupt them, take their pensions, make the good people quit, and then come in with this new federal accreditation that Senator Kaine was just talking about that's written by the United Nations and Loretta Lynch. So it's an official plan. And that's why it's important good police officers not resign. That's why it's important that citizens support good policing. And that's why we do reform, particularly the blue states and blue cities that have the worst training that President Trump is now speaking out against. So we're Americans, and we've all got issues, and none of us are perfect. But the globalists are collectively coming after our local government, our system, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. We need to protect it from out-of-control government, if it's our government or it's the United Nations, but particularly a foreign outside government. And Americans have to recognize this across political, racial, and religious lines and come together and not be fools, because the average leftist is too far gone. But many people on the left really believe what they're doing, classical liberals. And if you just educate them, they will wake up and see what's happening by simply pointing out that communist China is the operating system of the big tech surveillance of all of it. And that communist China is the blueprint of what's now happening here today and what's being financed. And we should reject it and embrace America and fix America ourselves and not be manipulated by this constellation of evil that the globalist system constitutes. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Now back to the live transmission with Owen Schroyer and hour number two.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think, just let me think.
In fact, even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
This chance is not.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.